The most vital question that any of us could ever ask is, what do we need to do right now? Now really is the only thing that matters. I was pondering that on the road this morning when I was driving, and it really is true that the only thing that matters is right now. It's the only thing we ever really have. And what I've noticed in working with people throughout the years is this concept of being a hostage to the past. Stuck in the past because of past decisions, past experiences. The way our physical brain is wired, particularly the emotional brain, the limbic system, the subconscious part of the brain, right? Three prime directives: survive by avoiding pain and getting out of pain by looking for pleasure. But when we have negative experiences in life that are painful, they leave a scar on us. That's called trauma. It leaves a mark on us. And the problem is that we get stuck there. We become hostage to the past. And this is outlined very well in the book, The Body Keeps the Score by Bessel van der Kolk. We get stuck, we get frozen, as if the past is always present. And that's just not true, though, because we've never lived this moment before. We are here right now. Whatever issues you're stuck dealing with can be dealt with right here and right now, as never before. This moment, this instant, is the most critical moment in your life. You do not need to stay stuck because of past negative experiences. Now, is it easy to deal with the past? No, it's not. That's why we have this thing called PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Because of the way that our physical brain is wired, neuroplasticity, the gray matter in our brain and the chemical interactions there, it leaves memories, it leaves traces. And so we have all of these memories that keep intruding into the present moment. Therefore, the key to healing and change is constant mindfulness practice. I am here right now, and always being able to come back to the reality that was then, this is now. That was then, this is now. Whatever you're afraid of, you can change right now. You can deal with it right now. You can act in a way that is confronting that negative memory or whatever is keeping you stuck. There's been a lot of research behind the concept of exposure therapy, just meaning whatever you fear, you dive into. If you're afraid of public speaking, you get up and you try to speak. Try to put two sentences in front of each other. Or, you know, you just do it. If you're afraid to learn to drive, it's fascinating to me that I know a more than a couple individuals in their early 20s, they still don't have a driver's license. They're afraid to drive. And it's so inhibiting on them moving forward in life. Take action, whatever it is that you're confronted with. So just, you know, brief podcast this morning. Just a thought to leave with you. What is it that you're afraid of right now? What is keeping you stuck? Hostage to the past. What is keeping you a hostage from moving forward? I'm telling you, it is not that complicated. Fear is the only thing that you need to face. Whatever it is that you're dealing with, you can do something about it. If you're frustrated and angry about a way a person is treating you, or a boss that's abusing you, or whatever it might be, you have the capacity to do something about it, to speak your mind. to make a change. You be the influencer. You have the power to do that. There's no great secret to that. If you're waiting for the perfect moment to do something, to confront a past fear, I don't think a perfect moment exists. You've got to create the perfect moment, and you have that by the use of your agency and the power of choice. Just take a step. Do one small thing. Just do something. So this is what I would ask you, anyone who's listening to this podcast. What is bothering you right now? Write it down. What's the top thing that's bothering you right now? The elephant in the living room. What you're not facing. Turn, face it, square in the eye. It's basically, look, go up to the tiger, look it in the eye, spit in it, and then shoot him. Just do something about it. All right. Have a good day.